Lynn Parsons, podcast number 27, the 10th of February, 2006.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl. Podcast.
Evening then. Our 27th show, I can hardly believe it. We're all down the chalet tonight. It's a very warm chalet. It's very cold outside. But if you look up at the stars, I mean, it's a perfect sky. There's not a cloud there. It's very, very dark. There's a full moon and you can see the plough. But only if you're looking. We have a great show for you tonight. We've cleared up the lemon curd, and Delphine and Henri have been in and done an exceptionally good job this week. Can't think why, but we'll ask them about that a little bit later on. Checking out the music, as we always do, on the Podsafe Music Network this week. I found a fantastic song under the category of blues. It's on Alligator Records, and I reckon this is very, very old. And in fact, we have a visitor in the house tonight called Bob, who knows about blues, and he reckons it's very old as well. And this lady was
older than me, love.
Oh. Apparently, this lady was well established in her time, and I think she's still there. Her name is Katie Webster, and she has a lesson for you. Ladies, don't trust the girls. And whatever you do, don't let anybody stay the night.
Listen, ladies. Don't take every woman to be your friend. You know, I did that, and that was the biggest mistake I could make in my life. I had this woman living with me. She was wearing my clothes, eating my food, spending my money, sleeping in my bed. She said, Katie, don't worry about nothing. Cause when you get ready to go on the road, I'll take care of everything. That's exactly what she did. She took care of the dog, the cat, my children, and my man. And when I got back home, do you know what happened? I went around to my back door and stuck my key in, and I turned it to the left. Nothing happened. I walked around to the front, turned my key to the right. Nothing didn't happen either. So I decided what I'd do was ring the doorbell. I did that. Nothing happened. So this is what I had to do. I had to leave my home in the warm California sun. Oh, yes, I did. Leave my home, Lord, in the warm California sun.
good was that? Katie Webster, On the Run. Told you there was a lesson for you. Tintin, you're not stopping tonight, right? No trouble. I'm going to put my key in. I shall turn it to the left, turn it to the right, and the door will open anyway. I'm thinking about blues, actually, and I think probably the reason I picked that for the show tonight was that last night I went to see Katrina Leskinich. Katrina used to be with a band called Katrina and the Waves, and she had a massive hit, Walking on Sunshine. Anyway, I went to see her at a club in London called The Borderline this week, and her act is so different to that original act. Her voice is incredible. And she did her version of Walking on Sunshine because she's no longer with the Waves. So she did a really bluesy version of it that you would hardly recognise unless you know the words. And we probably know the words inside out if you know that song. And there was a trumpeter and there was a pianist, just like that Katie Webster song. And she did that whole, I used to think, baby, you love me. You know the song, don't you? We won't go on with that. But anyway, if you get a chance to see her, I highly recommend it. Just before the show, we were talking, I can't think how we got round to it. We're talking about phonetics. And if you've read Pygmalion, you won't know the music. But if you've, is it in the play? Bob, you'd know. Is it in the play?
Not sure.
But in the musical on stage, My Fair Lady, mm-hmm. they do that whole thing, which is in
Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire. Hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Which I'm really familiar with. But I'm also familiar with this one, which was a new one to Bob, new one to Tintin, new one to Sportsboy, which is all about H's as well. And it's Harry went to Hampstead. Harry... How long have we got? Harry went to Hampstead. Harry lost his hat. Harry's mother said to Harry, Harry, where's your hat? Hanging on the hook in the hall, Ma. No, it ain't hanging on the hook in the hall. And if you don't hang your hat on the hook in the hall, I shall hit you on the head with a hard, hard hammer and your hollers will be awful to hear. That could actually only happen in this country. You know, nowhere else would you have lessons like that. But my grandmother used to go on and on about that, and I would have to do that on a regular basis, about three times a day, or it wouldn't get me supper. Doesn't bear thinking about, does it? We've had a couple of emails this week. Should say hello to Peter Lithgow, who says that he's been listening for a while on his MP3 player, and people at work keep asking him why he's laughing. And I tell them, is it us you're listening to, though? It was very nice of you to say so, Peter, and I hope you're with us tonight as well. We've got some great music to come and all sorts of things, but, of course, who could forget that tonight, across the water in Italy...
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sportsboy.
Hello, this is Sportsboy with a look at the last-minute preparations for the Winter Olympics. The opening ceremony is tonight, and we understand tickets are selling well. The official logo displays the name Torino, which is the Italian name for the city that we call Turin. The Olympic mascots are Neve, a female snowball, and Glitz, a male ice cube. Organisers say that tickets for most events are selling out, but they are going to bring local school children in on buses to fill the stadium seats for less popular events. I'd like to wish all the athletes the very best of luck and are reporting on the events over the next couple of weeks. Also, don't forget the final of the African Nations Cup between the host Egypt and the Ivory Coast. Nigeria beat Senegal for third place. That's it from me. Speak to you next week.
Over the fence, sports boy.
I don't believe in the stars in the sky, and they're almost black, blue, and as my glittering guide. But the beauty that places them, they're up so high, prevents them from crashing into one another, and I put a smile on my face. I shine like a 5-year-old who's just won his race. Won't you be fragrant and won't you be nice? I might be cold as ice. I can't believe in hell late every night, just to crawl into bed so as to slink from sight. It only serves to anesthetize and numb this life. There's no way to live, definitely no way to die. And oh, and I'm eager to know what may unfold and what's yet to be shown. Who'll be holding the strings when we go? Will I have love to show? I don't believe in the little white lies with their not quite transparent semi-plastic goodbyes. Let your yes be yes and your no be your prize. These little things will melt before the next sunrise. And oh, and I'm eager to know what may unfold and what's yet to be shown. My past behind me and God in the know. I'll be in love when I go. Oh, I put a smile on my face and I shine like that 5-year-old who's just won his race. I'm no angel, I'm not even nice, but I won't be cold as ice.
That's Edwin Dericutt, Cold as Ice, and he's from New Zealand. He used to play with a band, a very successful band out there called Felt. Now doing his own thing and doing it very nicely, actually. Says he's influenced by Jack Johnson, by Travis and Neil Finn. And you can hear that, can't you? Delphine and Henri, you're in the house. I was complimenting you earlier on and saying how wonderful the cleaning was. Everything is incredibly clean here.
Magnifique.
Yeah, but the lemon curd last week was stuck to everything, wasn't it?
Oh, it's still got to me my teeth, I think.
Yes. No, not
she spits
now.
Everything out.
Does she?
Yes.
I don't think we need to know that, do we?
Absolutely everything.
You should see her spaghetti bolognese. Takes me an hour after she eats spaghetti bolognese to clean the whole table, the floor, the walls, everything.
Well, I think I'll get myself a little notice that says, for the chalet, no food or drink in here.
Particularly with Delphine.
Well, yeah.
Oh, la, la.
Oh dear, I think she's a bit deflated now.
It's not difficult.
Oh, right. And Henri, you're not very nice to Delphine. What you got there?
Oh, well, Lynn, we have something very exciting for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. We at Buffed Up are going into a new venture.
Are you?
New venture.
Yes, and we thought that your listeners might be the first ones that wanted to hear about it.
Okay, does it involve being naked or...?
Oh, no, well, you can be naked if you like.
Okay.
It is purely up to you.
Right.
Yes. So, you know, I'm sure you may have heard of these hypnosis sort of relaxation.
Oh, yes,
have you
yes,
ever
yes.
done one of those?
Self-improvement
I have actually done, like, a creative visualisation one, yeah.
Any good?
I thought it was lovely. Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, well.
What have you got?
We are going to do our own one.
Yeah, yes.
It is called Cleaning Through Hypnosis.
Hypnosis.
Because we decided that lots of people, they have very dirty houses and they do not know how to do certain things or the tricks of the trade that we have learned over many years, we will impart subconsciously into your mind.
Yes, people live in filthy houses.
Oh, they do.
Are you going to give us a taste of it
now?
Well,
we brought the tape along and we thought if we could just play it.
Before we do, can I just say that if you're listening to this show while you're driving or operating equipment, you probably should take a break right now.
Well,
Welcome to part one of a buffed up cleaning by hypnosis. Firstly, you get comfortable and lie down in a quiet place. Perhaps on the kitchen floor with the sink cupboard door open. Whichever turns you on. Now, this is the most important part. You need to concentrate on your breathing. You breathe deeply. In and out. In and out. You lean and out. You have a very dirty house. It is filthy and you need a lot of help. So let us begin by counting backwards from 100. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91,
90. Dusting deep. Use paintbrushes to dust cracks and hard to reach places in telephones, stereos, etc. Removing candle wax from walls. Candle wax can be removed from walls or other surfaces with an iron and facial tissue. Set the tissue over the wax and gently iron. When the wax seeps through or the tissue begins to brown, apply a new tissue. Removing blood from furniture. Use hydrogen peroxide to remove blood from clothing or furniture. Rub gently.
You are feeling refreshed and enlightened. Go forth and use the knowledge we have imparted to you. And now you are coming back to consciousness in a 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Lynn, are you awake?
Oh la la,
what did you think?
Well, do you know, I think I must have had a little snooze there.
Oh,
does that mean I'm going to be whizzing round with Mahoover later?
Oh, yes,
on?
We will no longer need to come next week. You'll be doing it on your own.
No, I want you to come.
She means we will come and finish the bits that you cannot finish.
Make
sure that you do it properly. So this is all the point. We will supervise everybody.
Oh la la. Well, that was very interesting.
Yes.
Should we have some more music?
Oui.
Do you remember a girl in the 60s who sang a song, "It's my party and I'll cry if I want
no,
to"?
No, I only remember the one in the 80s.
Oh, yes, who was that?
Oh, I know. Who was that? That was
Barbara Gaskin.
Barbara Gaskin. She did it with a really famous man as well.
Dave Stewart.
Well, this is the original. No, it's not. It's the original singer. This is Leslie Gore and something brand new for 2006, Ever Since.
Waited ever since.
2006 style ever since. She had a hit in 63, It's My Party and If I Cry, I'll Cry If I Want To. And that was a hit all over the world, actually. And then had, probably two hits every year through the 60s. And then as we got to the 70s, things kind of cooled down a bit. She did some television as well. And now back on real form. That's a gorgeous, gorgeous voice she's got there, isn't it? Yeah, we didn't speak to Naughty Gnome last week. That phone's ringing. Is that Naughty Gnome? Naughty Gnome? Naughty Gnome? He's not there. Do you know, maybe somebody has got our bat phone number and given us a call. Who do you think that could be? Do you think that's some... Maybe Naughty Gnome was listening down the line and is heavily influenced by that tape of hang on a minute.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello.
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 Were you listening earlier? Did you hear Delphine and Henri's tape?
No. What were they doing?
Well, no. We won't go into. We won't go into that. Naughty Gnome. More to the point. What are you doing? Are you still in New York?
New York. New York.
You're only
I
there.
Got a big wonder. Yes, I am. I am. And it's been all go up here in New York.
Yeah.
It has. It has.
Well, what's and gone? What's gone? Point.
Cars going vroom, 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 and people going vroom, 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 and there's people being flying off to Los Angeles, and they've been flying off to the UK, and I've been going, I didn't know which way to go.
Yes, but what's happened for you? Has anything good happened for you, Naughty Gnome?
Yes, it is. I met with the agent, and the agent said, I've got you a grand job, right? They want a little fella in this production, a Lloyd Webber production called The Woman in White. So I think, wonderful, wonderful. I sneaked in and had a peek of it in London, at that Palace Theatre.
You're not playing The Woman in White, are you?
No. There's a little fella in The Woman in White.
All right.
And I went along, and you never guess what?
What?
You never guess what?
What?
They pulled the show.
They pulled it? Where? Taking it off?
Yes, because old Michael Ball, he's got a chest infection.
Thank goodness it's only a chest infection.
She's not well at all. I won't tell you what she's got, but it's not a life in matter. And so, Lloyd Webber's pulled the plug. So, my first job, gone.
Oh, no. Is there no chance of them using the understudies?
No. They said, they're cancelling the show and they'll send it out maybe to Los Angeles in a few months' time, whatever, but... There's no point because people come to see Michael Ball and Leah Friedman do the leading parts and they're not well enough to do it, so we're not doing it. And I think that's disgraceful, particularly as I just...
Naughty Gnome, this trip to New York to me sounds like it's a bit of a waste of time. Are you going to be home soon? Will you be home for Easter?
Well, I was thinking to fly to London with my best friend George Clooney for the BAFTAs, but he's already gone. So I might wait here and then let him pick me up on the way to Los Angeles for...
The Oscars.
My little cameo at an Oscar.
Okay. Naughty Gnome. We're going to.
They're facing the Ask or Me this year.
We're going to leave it there. I mean, we do wish you continued success, and we keep our fingers crossed. What?
Can I just say what I do miss? Over here, they have these yucky chocolate.
Hershey's, I miss our
chocolate.
Do you?
If you've got a spare piece, which I know would be rather surprising in your household.
We'll buy you an Easter egg and hope to see you at Easter. I'm going to have to get rid of you now, Naughty Gnome.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wish you a good week in New York, and I hope he meets someone quick and marries him and loses all that interest in the theatre. And do you know, I've so enjoyed your company tonight. I hope that we can do this again next week. If you do want to check our website out, it's lynnparsons.net. You can email me, compliments, complaints, we can take the lot. Tintin always shrugs his shoulders and goes, no, when you say that. But, that's what it's there for. So lynnparsons.net, the website, and to email, it's lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. And you probably already realise that some of the music played on the show is from the PodSafe Music Network, so you can check that out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material copyright Lynn Parsons 2006.